I've actually done these 3 weeks in a row, and that is a miracle. It's TC Talks here for your viewing and auditory pleasure. Welcome. If you've watched this before, you know the score. You know you've got myself, Stuart, and you've got my right hand man over the other side of the screen, also Stuart. It doesn't get confusing. It'll be fine. Trust me. If this first time in, welcome in. We are Thumb Culture. We are a gaming review website who do this thing on Twitch called streaming, and all our revenue goes to charity. Do you know what? Actually, I'm gonna update people with the charity this year during this episode as well. So, Stu, how are things, my friend?
Not too bad this week. It's a bit slower week, I think, this week for myself. Not a huge amount has happened. Only game I played was yesterday. That was it. That's the only time I played a game. Like, it was really slow. Yeah, it was just one of those ones where it's like, it feels like January blues.
January blues. The gaming blues.
Yeah.
That is a bit sucky. I'm not going to lie. You know, but what are you going to do? Oh, Prophet's in the chat. Welcome into the chat, Prophet. Not streaming tonight. But I'll tell you what, let's introduce our special guest for today, and we'll get him in on this welcome section. Guys, you might know him as exit.left. I know him as thick ass. Guys, give it up, let's have an applause. It's only blooming exit left. Come on, bring him in. There he is. Look at that beautiful face. There he is.
You know, that's the way.
I can guarantee you'll never get an introduction like that again.
I know, it's incredible.
So we scoured far and wide to get a guest on for this one, and thankfully Exit beckoned the call. Matty, come on, I'll give you a few minutes to tell us, everybody, what's been going on in your life.
Well, some might know already, but yeah, it's been a bit of a mad one over the past, like, I don't know, two months. Yeah, I'd say 2 months now. Obviously, moving house, well, in the process of moving house, and also the small matter of having a child has definitely
phenomenal.
has definitely changed what I've got to do on a daily basis. But no, it's good. I like it. I just need to figure out a time and a schedule now that's going to fit around her. So
that's it. Congratulations, yeah, buddy. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's exciting. I love it. To be honest with you, the first 2 weeks have been good.
Well, they're mad, aren't they? The first couple of weeks are well and truly madness. I mean, I know Stu doesn't have any kids of his own that he knows of.
I know of, yeah, exactly.
You know, but I tell you, those first couple of weeks, and there's one thing. I've got a 9-month-old and a 10-year-old, so it's big disparity between the two. But there's nothing that, there's no words to describe how it makes you feel, you know.
No.
And you know, to all the parents out there, you know, they know what we're talking about, and you know, it's a very, very, you know, you do feel very, very lucky, because there are people out there that can't have children, you know, and obviously there are different routes, and I know this is going down a slightly different route from gaming, and I apologise, but it needs to be said. You know, there are people out there, and you know, I am very fortunate to have two amazing kids. Obviously, Exit is very fortunate to have one amazing kid, and Stu is just a big kid.
What can I say?
So, but without further ado, let's get the ball rolling, and this is our welcome section, where we welcome everybody into the chat and welcome everybody in to on the podcast. So, if you are listening to this online somewhere, you know, you're probably listening to it on Spotify, on iTunes, on Google Podcasts, on any of the podcasting apps. Stu literally whores out the podcast to anyone that will have it.
You know, I can do is everywhere. I get emails left, right, said that. Oh, you've been added to this, have we now? Excellent.
That's it. But that's what you want. And oh, there we go. Darth, you've got Prophet as an honorary kid.
There you go.
So Stu has
the God
Prophet
of Mods. Excellent.
That's it. Let's let Exit plug himself for a few minutes. So tell us who you are and where people can find you. Just go crazy for a minute, and if it starts taking up 45 minutes mode. Yeah, go full salesman. Go
full salesman. Hi there.
Yeah, hi, welcome. My name is Exit Dot Left. Actually, okay, question. So, yeah. Before you start, would it, if you were in America, I keep looking over onto that screen because you're a bigger face on
I
that screen.
I keep doing that as well.
Yeah. If you were in America, yeah, would you be Exit Period Left?
Yes. Just because I'd have to fit in with the Americans.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to look too touristy.
That's very true, actually. You don't want to look a tourist.
Blending to my surroundings.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, that's just a bit of an aside then. It just kind of dawned on me. But no, crack on. Tell us about you. Tell us where we can find you and everything like that.
So, yeah. Obviously, I'm on Twitch. Normally, Monday to Thursday. But obviously, we're going to have to change that around just a little bit for the baby's sake and everything like that. But it's Exit Left TV on Twitch and Twitter. Also, obviously, I've got Euphoric as well. A wonderful community that I started from the ground up about 2 years ago, which obviously Stu, that we sort of pretty much met through and started talking through a while back. So yeah, they're, you know, full of wonderful people in there as well, which is quite a good find, to be honest. It's quite a good little hub for people that are just showing off their content, really. It's nothing to do with me, it's to do with everybody, and that's what I like about it, and that's how I keep it. I don't like these so-called communities that say they're about a community and about one person, but we won't go there.
Yeah, it's probably anyway, best not to.
But yeah, so it's, yeah, so I, it's, that's me, Exit Left TV. I stream pretty much anything I want to, what I feel like, and usually we do a lot of things off the cuff, which turns into sort of some sort of chaos, hence thick ass.
That's it. Also, you just threw a bucket of sick on me once as well.
Yes. Yeah. That was a thing. I think that was the same day that the Kick-Ass costume came out.
I think it might have been, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes,
a legendary night.
That was very cool. We need to do more of that. Once you get your routine, everything sorted in. I know, obviously, Stu has got Sea of Thieves as well, and he's a big fan. So we will, you know, we'll get a lot of people involved and just have some lols. There you go. Prophet was involved as well. I'm pretty sure it was Prophet the one that told you to throw a bucket of sick on me, but
yeah,
you know, I'm not going to hold that against
him. I'm blaming it on Prophet. Prophet is
100%. But yeah, guys, if you please check out Exit on Twitter. Go and check out his Twitch channel. We always try and do the best that we can to help promote people, and this guy helped us out on our charity stream as well last year. You know, stepped in and was like, nothing was too much trouble for him. And as he said, the Euphoric Discord, obviously Thumb Culture has a Discord as well. Euphoric is a bigger kind of place to be for you content creators out there. Find Exit on Twitter, and the Twitter for Euphoric is _u4ik.
No.
Or has it changed now?
No, yes, it did. Because it wouldn't allow me to have it. It sort of like said, no, you can't have this. So I had to change it. It is, I'll tell you 1 second, Euphoric Fam.
There we go. There we go.
There you go.
So check out that. That's the official Euphoric Discord, Twitter, sorry. And all of the links and everything that you need are there. So Stu, on to you. I don't want you to tell us about yourself because we all know who you are and what you're about. But you just said a little while ago that you've literally only played a little bit of video games this week. I mean, what's been going on there?
It's, I don't know. It's just been one of those weeks. To be fair, I'm obviously on the process of moving house as well. So a lot of it has just been boxing up stuff. And oh my God, I got a lot of stuff. I've taken now 8 trips to the skip. Just to get rid of stuff. So it's just mainly been just that. We're kind of in house limbo. And yeah, only yesterday I managed to have time to have a little game. And I wonder if you could guess what it was.
Red Dead Online?
Or got it in one.
Yeah. You are literally obsessed with that game.
It's just so lovely to play. Just calming. Or you can have a chaos game. But it's just going around hunting, do a little moonshine running, you know, it was fun. So yeah, I spent 7 hours on ESD.
I've only had one day to play games, but I filled out the game. Like, I filled out one day with my whole week quota.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah, I managed to do it. Yes. So, whatever. I'm sure that won't last too long.
Well, I mean, that's fair play. 7 hours on Red Dead Online.
That's some doing, to be fair.
Yeah, it was fun, though. I met some people, you know, we had a little... there's this thing called a train where everybody gets all their trader wagons together and you go run stuff for me to get money. It's kind of cool.
Is that like the same kind of thing as like all the rude boys meeting in McDonald's car park?
Yeah, but
like in their 106s with massive big boy exhaust.
Not far off with your large wagons and you rock up and we all go in a line down the path and go trading.
I like it.
So, it's kind of fun.
Exit, have you had much gaming time this week, or are you kind of, just changing nappies?
I mean, between that and, you know, her sleeping, I think I'm getting some in, funnily enough. I've been playing a lot of Breath of the Wild, because I recently obviously got a Switch, so I'm sort of catching up on the games that have, like, been out for ages. And whilst we were in the hospital for, like, 6 days, so there was points where I was, like... not really doing much. Gem was sleeping, the baby was sleeping, so I whacked out the Switch, and I've managed to go and play through all of the Breath of the Wild now, which was just one of the best games I've played in God knows how long. So I played a lot of that, to be fair. I played a bit of Call of Duty on Monday as well. Wednesday. So yeah, I've had got a bit of gaming actually this week, which is good. But yeah, I need to now. We've got a move date at the end of the month, so things are slowly starting to go away. Same as you, Stu, just sort of piling on. I mean, look at the background of there is just like boxes of stuff.
Yeah, that's what we've got crates just stacked up in the living room, like just there, full of stuff. Can't really do much with it. It's like, come on already. Yeah, it's a pain, isn't it? Pain now. Moving.
Yeah. So, but luckily, I'm literally moving like 100 yards up the road. Because it was just a bigger house, so I was just like, yeah, let's just do that. But like, I'd rather move further away, because now I'm just like, oh, it's fine, I'll just take it round like that. So I'm not actually boxed anything up properly, which I need to do, but I just can't be bothered. I was only 100 yards up the road.
Yeah, you're literally just going to do like loads of trips, one like carrying your monitor under your arm and then keyboard and mouse and everything like that.
Literally.
That's the thing though, isn't it? When you are moving that short distance, you're almost a bit like, it's like all your figures on your shelves in your background. You'll just be like, I'll just sling them in a Sainsbury's bag or something.
Literally, that's all I'm going to do. I'll take this round in a second. Put it in my bag.
Yeah, just stick it in your backpack and just like whiz it up the road. You know what you should is obviously, I know your daughter's only like a few weeks old, but I think she needs, you know, one of those old school trailers that you see kids pulling down the street and stuff. Get one of those now.
That's a very good excuse.
But then you can also use it to help move, you see.
Or I could just put stuff in her pram.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
I mean, it's not like she needs it.
Well, exactly.
She'd be getting a job by now, surely.
Well, I mean, let's be honest, you know, she's taking the piss a bit.
Oh, no. It's 2 weeks and she still hasn't got a job. It's ridiculous.
Expecting to be fed like numerous times a day as well, you know.
Can you imagine if we could get away with that?
I know.
Like just crying every time we needed feeding.
I mean, in fairness, I do.
Yeah, true.
I mean, I've had to eat before. I always have to eat before we do this podcast, because if I do start getting hungry, I will just start like eating things, like my pop filter, I'd just be like, you know, mouse. You'll just see this like mouse hanging out of my mouth, and not in an animal way. See, even Prophet knows. Prophet in the chat has said he will. It's true, I will. Well, that's good though that you're actually getting some game time in though, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I will always be, and even when I'm old and can barely see straight, I'll be still trying to game somehow. I've just been loving the Switch at the moment. That's what like the main thing I've been playing. My sister bought me a couple of extra controllers for my birthday, which was on Wednesday, and Yeah, so true. She's come
another year older as well.
I know.
What's that, the big 4-0 this year, isn't it?
I feel it.
Oh man, but yeah. Well, there you go. Happy birthday, period. There you go. Prophet is now going to call you period from now on.
Happy birthday, period. That sounds like that's something that should have been.
No, it's just that just sounds like bad timing.
But thanks, Prophet. I appreciate the thought.
Yeah. Well, this week in my life has been a bit of a strange one. I am currently between jobs and got a massive opportunity to get flown out to Belfast for a little press trip for a Monster Energy Supercross 3, I think the full title is. And went to see some arena cross stuff. Some motorbikes flying around tracks and doing stupid tricks up in the air and all sorts of stuff. All expenses paid as well, so fortunately, being between jobs at the moment, waiting to start my new job, it just allowed me and enabled me to actually go. So that was pretty awesome. In terms of games, I think I've literally only played Modern Warfare this week. That game has just taken over my life, and I don't really know why, because it infuriates the life out of me.
It's just one of those things, once you get hooked, you just keep on going, don't you?
Well, this
you
is
just
it.
Get a game like that.
I just like being... I like it when you play a game on that and then people start calling you a camper and it's like, so what? I killed you 7 times.
Yes.
But yeah, apart from that, really, I mean, I've played a little bit of a game on the Switch called Not Tonight. Which I am in the process of reviewing. Review embargo of that is the 31st of January, so unfortunately, sorry about this, I can't really talk about the game. that's quite an interesting game. It's all over the internet. If you want to have a look on the internet to see what it's all about, it's quite interesting. What else have I played? A bit of Layers of Fear on the Switch, that as well. I tried playing that with the sound off and just couldn't get it. Couldn't get what the game was about.
I've never played it.
Yeah, people say it's really, really good.
I played the second one, right. Layers of Fear 2. I'm just not understanding. I'm kind of with you. I think even with the sound on, I still don't know what it's about. I'm just like, people are trying to scare me, but why? I just don't get it.
Well, Layers of Fear 1 is all about like paintings and stuff like that. And you end up just walking around these rooms trying to find things that you can interact with. And then all of a sudden there'll be like a noise and you'll go, or like you'll open a door and you'll be in one room and you'll turn around and the door won't be there. And you're like, oh my God, where's the door gone? But yeah, it's a funny one. I think I need to start it again with the sound on. But aside from that, really, I haven't played a massive amount of anything else. I'm looking around my desk to see if there's any remnants of another game that I've played, and it's like I've literally got a cup and a keyboard on my desk. I mean, that's not going to tell me something. I'm not going to do like psychic reading over my keyboard to see which buttons I've been pressing. Yeah, I mean, I could try, but that against you.
A slow week all around, I think.
Yeah, I think so. So, you know, because it has been such a slow week, let's move on to the next segment, which is dun 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 the news. At some point, if you are listening to this, we will have jingles. They are in the process of being made. I'm hoping they are as cheesy as I want them to be.
They've got to be pure cheese, like proper pure, like 80s.
Yeah, it's got to be jingle. Like, now it's the news.
Yeah. Some Ron Burgundy shit going on.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Anyway, news. I guess the biggest news, if people are interested, is Cyberpunk 2077 being delayed until September. You guys care?
You know what? I do and I don't.
Yeah.
I am intending on getting Cyberpunk, but I'm like, well, if they delay it by a few months, it's not going to end of the world.
No, and if it means it's going to be a bit more of a polished game.
Well, this is it. I mean, Exit was inconsolable about it.
I did shed a few tears. But then, to be honest with you, I was thinking about it. It was, I'm kind of like, if they're gonna polish it out and they need a little bit more time to do that, I'm all for it. To be honest, CD Projekt Red, in my eyes, can't do any wrong since The Witcher came out and all of that sort of stuff. So I trust them as a dev. So if it needs to be delayed, it needs to be delayed. But yeah, it's obviously, it's only another six months, is it, that they delayed it for? So yeah, it's not the end of the world.
I have a theory with the CD Projekt Red delay. So obviously, as people know, the new Witcher TV series made a massive increase in the Witcher game sales.
Crazy big, yeah.
Right, so my theory is that the finance people at CD Projekt Red have sat down and thought, you know what, we don't need to inflate our 2019-20 numbers that much by releasing Cyberpunk within this financial year. Let's push it back towards the end of the year to allow more of the Witcher sales to carry on into the 2021 financial year. But then they'll get a massive boost come when Cyberpunk things, because this massive, because when, like, was it before Christmas, The Witcher TV series came out?
Yeah.
So imagine all of the people that are going to be plowing hours and hours into The Witcher 3, for example, when it sold massively. If they release Cyberpunk, they're going to take people away from that gameplay. So what they're effectively doing is, on one side, thinking, well, let's space out our finances. But also, on the other side, they're also thinking, well, let's give people more time to play The Witcher 3 or other games in The Witcher series. And let's just use that time to polish it and to make it a nicer place in the Cyberpunk universe. Because, I mean, the game has been ready and playable for months. You know, and that's my theory.
That's a good point. Very good point.
You know,
I say it's been the best it ever has as well, which I'm so happy for. And I'm, you know, I'm being a massive reader as I am, and reading the sort of the Witcher books, then playing the games, and then obviously watching the series before Christmas. It's been like so good to see it getting the love it deserves. And I'm not gonna lie, I was really worried about the series. I was like, oh, okay, but they did it justice. I thought it could have been better in areas, but it was overall, I thought it was a really good series. So seeing the sort of game sales go as well as they did, it's I think you're right in terms of the fact that it's good business for them not to do it so early, or not needing to do it so early.
Yeah,
I think that's the key there. And on the back of another delayed game is the Avengers game. It's been delayed until September also.
Yeah, I mean,
me and you played that at EGX, didn't we? Did you play that Exit?
EGX? Yes, I did play a little bit of it.
Yeah, but you had to queue up like the rest of the muggles.
Yeah, I was a common riffraff at EGX. But yeah, it was good. I'm hoping for more.
Yeah.
I've seen some sort of gameplay that's obviously not, because the only thing that we got to play at EGX was the trailer that they showed on the bridge and stuff, which was cool. But at the same time, I was kind of hoping for a little bit more open world to do what I want. You know, like if I want to be Thor and I'm on a bridge, I want to be flying around the bridge, like trying to take it in from different angles, beating people up, or, you know, rather than a very linear experience, which it kind of seemed like, you know, that was the only thing for me. But it would be, I'm still going to get it, and I'm still going to see for myself with a long playthrough as to how linear it actually is, because I don't know. I'm undecided, I would say. It was good, it played well, but I think I need a little bit more.
Yeah, that's it. Prophet said he really liked and he's looking forward to more of the Witcher series. And there we go. Coral joins the chat. How goes it? What's that? Redeemed highlight my message for 100, whatever they're called.
So you get channel points now.
Wow.
So if you watch the channel, the more points you accumulate, and you can accumulate X amount of points and you can use them to do stuff.
We've done this somewhere before.
Yeah.
Like emotes and all that sort of stuff. So even if you're not subbed, but you've got loads of channel points, you can have like unlock an emote for the time that you're in there, sort of thing.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool.
That's new. But welcome in Coral into the chat. We have not really covered a massive amount, if you haven't missed much. Just a couple of delays, really. I in terms of the Avengers, though, I'm quite looking forward to it. I enjoyed it. I thought it gave you a good experience of actually being the characters that you were. I'm intrigued because there is a online multiplayer element of it as well. Which I am looking forward to seeing how that works. Apparently it's supposed to be, you know, like missions and things like that. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, like kind of four player online kind of Left for Dead kind of thing, but with the Avengers, cool. That kind of thing, maybe.
Like Strange Brigade.
Yes, Strange Brigade, you bombers.
Yeah. I thought it could have done with a little bit more polish when we played it, but it was a demo.
I mean, you struggled though, because wasn't it on controller?
I struggled so bad on the Oh, I struggled so bad. If you don't know Exit, I am terrible with the control pad, like the worst. I can only basically do keyboard and mouse. I'm not kidding.
Like, I'm really surprised you didn't take it with you to say, can I plug this in somewhere?
You know what? I think the next time I should.
Excuse me, you don't mind if I just plug this in the back here, do you?
Yeah, I should do that next time. Yeah, I really struggle. I just can't. Don't know if something wrong with my mind, the way it looks, but the right analog stick just not natural to aim for me. I can't wrap my head around it, but that's me. That's 100% me. There you go. Next news is this the second year in a row? I think it is, yes. Sony is skipping E3 again.
Yep, because they have the PlayStation experience.
Don't they all have their own shows now?
Yeah, pretty much. Ever since E3 got opened up to the general public, it's kind of just become a bit of a industry joke. You know, E3 used to be when you had big reveals and, you know, big game exclusives and things like that, and what have you. But now with like betas and alphas and closed alphas, people just, E3 doesn't have the same feel to me.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I still watch it and I still religiously will watch whatever shows go on to it, but yeah, I just I'm not surprised that they're skipping E3, if I'm honest.
Do you think the so basically E3 is losing its foot? Do you think there's gonna be many years left before they're all just gonna stop doing it?
Oh no, I think E3 has got, you know, it'll be around every year, but that's more because they have opened it up to the public.
Yeah.
You still get the couple of days beforehand which are just pure industry. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not surprised that Sony is skipping it. What's your thoughts on that one, Exit?
Yeah, I think it's the same. I think it's lost its sparkle in a way. You know, as you said, I'll still watch it because I want to see the latest gameplay and trailers and stuff. But I remember staying up late and watching, like having my mate on like video call, watching it live and going, oh my god, this is so good, look at what this like new console can do and look at what this new game does. But now it's like a kind of either something gets leaked before that we all know anyway, or it's like it's been talked about for god knows how long, or the alpha's out and people are playing it anyway, so it's like, well, it's I know what this is about, sort of thing. I'm just watching it because I watch it all the time, you know. So I think, yeah, like you say, it's lost its sparkle a little bit. Like you say, when I opened it up to the public, you know, the public are sort of leaking things before. it starts, and yeah, it's just, yeah, I don't think it would ever close. I don't think I'd ever stop, because people enjoy going to these things. But yeah, I think we need something to sort of change maybe about it, just to try and get some sort of life back into it, I think.
Yeah. You know, it seems to be that Gamescom is taking over as like the headline show of the year.
It had some big reveals, didn't it, last year?
Yeah. I think just purely because of the dates in the year.
Yeah.
I mean, I am looking forward to the PlayStation experience. I want to see what this PlayStation 5 looks like. I want to see if it is as the recent leaked images are showing it.
Yes.
It looks weird. It looks like a Trade Federation ship. That's what it reminds me of. Every time I look like it, yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
You know, and I mean, obviously, you know, there is an uproar, the fact that there was not a lot of thought go into the PlayStation 5 logo. I mean, you know, that's ridiculous.
Does it need to be, though?
Well, this is it. I mean, you know, the PlayStation logo has been the same since the PS2.
It's PlayStation, then slap a number on the end.
Yeah, right? I mean, if you think of it this way, though, it is 25% different. Which, in terms of a logo, that's actually quite a lot different.
True.
You know? Nobody complains when the football teams release the same kits with the same flag on every year.
True. Yeah, very true.
You know?
And they'll still buy it.
Well, exactly.
I do every year, and it costs a fortune. I don't know why I do it. But,
yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you are an Arsenal fan, but you know.
No.
but yeah, I mean, you know, PlayStation 5, it'll be what it'll be. It's all about the games, though, now.
Yeah. I think the consoles is just, yeah, it's just getting to the point where it needs to run the games that that are coming out, and I think it needs to start picking up and with what the technology that's now on it is, yeah, they needed to do something, and like you say, I think it's all about the games and what they're going to do in the future.
For sure. But, any other news bits?
The only extra bit to add on part of that about a big rumor that it's going to be backwards compatible with PS4, and you said earlier about PS3 games as well.
I'm pretty sure that they've confirmed backwards compatibility for it, and I'm pretty sure that it goes quite far back.
It makes sense of backwards PS4 because it's x86 architecture now, so that's just easy enough. But PS3, I was like, oh, that's I don't even know what the architecture you even use it now. They don't Brew, basically, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting if they did that too, to be honest.
Let me have a look. According to the BBC, Liam, thank you for the host, buddy. Thank you. BBC say backwards compatibility will not extend to PS3, PS2, or PS1, so it will be just PS4 games.
Which makes sense, yeah.
Do you think it'll be download only, maybe? So backwards compatibility, so they'll like kind of like they did with the PS3, because that wasn't backwards compatible, but then they on the store there was a lot of like PS1, PS2 games.
Yeah.
Possible, but being PS4 is x86, technically the disc should technically work in the new one.
Yeah. It should be disc, because it's the same. Like, it'll be the same disc reader. It'll be a BR drive. But, yeah, I mean, maybe they will bring the PS3 and 2 catalog via download.
That
would be the only way.
Yeah.
But
wouldn't be a bad thing.
No. But then I'm of the ilk of... I've got a PS5. Right, so I'm putting myself in the future now. I've got a PS5. I'm paying FIFA 21. Right, I'm getting really raged at it. I'm not then gonna want to play a PS4 game, I don't think. Backwards compatibility is great because it opens up a massive amount of content for people that may not have experienced the previous generation.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, who has experienced and played a massive amount, I'm not overly fussed about backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's nostalgia. I think it's having the, as I said to you before, I think it's the having the option to going, right, I fancy playing, I don't know, The Last of Us. I'm going to do that. Rather than, you know, having to plug in my PS4 or PS3 and go, right, okay. And by the way, I mean, it's not a problem because, you know, if you've got it, then you've got it. But some people will do sell on their previous console to buy the new one sort of thing. So, yeah. I mean, it just depends on how you do it. I'm a bit of a hoarder, to be honest. I just keep everything. I'm like, well, you know, I might play it at one point, you know, and I'd rather have the option of having it than not. But it depends how you do it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Stu doesn't even get consoles, so...
No. I'm just PC, so I'm like, fuck, I could play a DOS game if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But very awfully. I don't know why I'd ever play a DOS game.
You're still playing the Oregon Trail.
Oh, it's not a free browser game, though.
It's something like that. Something you've just got to be careful like not to die of dysentery, haven't you?
Yeah. So yeah, so it's always been a weird thing that a lot of people really like, I need backwards compatibility. It's like, are you going to use it? Maybe first off, I guess. Maybe if you only got like 3 games come out for it, okay, fine. But after like a year, you ain't going to use it, do you? Let's face it.
Yeah.
Very.
It's a nostalgia. It's just a thing to say, it has backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
It's another tick, I guess.
That's it. Other news, Horizon Zero Dawn coming to PC at the end of the year.
Yes, it's a gimbal, Horizon Zero Dawn.
You know. Here we go. Prophet has posted in the chat, the reason backwards compatibility is a thing is because people get a new generation to play new games and they don't want to keep the old one just to play the games they own and still want to play. You get the cash from selling old console and don't need to sell your useless games. Yeah, I mean that's a fair point for backwards compatibility, you know, backwards compatibility. But Horizon Zero Dawn coming to PC. Stu, you will get to play that masterpiece.
Oh, brilliant game!
It looked quite good, to be honest.
The game is amazing, and it will ruin your graphics card.
To be fair, Red Dead Online ruins my graphics card. My computer blows hot and I say something. So
Mine doesn't.
Yeah, all right. I don't have the megabucks, do I? Come on.
Do you remember when we used to play games and I used to have that little CPU usage indicator on my Stream Deck?
Yeah.
When I had my Stream Deck, and I used to make you cry by going like, guess how much my CPU's using? And I think, weren't we playing like World War Z one point and my CPU was using something like 24%?
And I was using 91%.
Yeah.
Of CPU. But hey, I upgraded a little bit. And it doesn't use nothing at all on my CPU now on any of the games.
Oh,
it's the graphics card now. Damn it.
Yeah.
If it's not one thing, it's the other.
Yeah, it's always something.
I've got Modern Warfare on full at 1440 and it's not even like touching half my graphics card.
Yeah, I know. I will upgrade one day.
I mean, you know, my PC is overkill, but...
But, why not? You know, it'll last a while.
Yeah, about 6 months.
Yeah.
So that covers... Show off. I know, Liam. I know, right? That covers the news portion of this. Now, this next section, for those of you newcomers, is just the reviews section. So it's really just a brief, quick update before we go on to the main event. To let you know what's been coming on the site and what's coming up. So this week has been we've been back in the review game. My news writer has not been replying to my emails. I'll have a word with him afterwards, it's fine. But apparently he wasn't getting the notifications. Can't get staff. So what have we had going on the site this week then, Stu?
We have had... I never even knew this game before, but it's called Warp Through. That was a PC review come out.
Yes, Warp Through. Basically, in essence, it's like a platformer type game, but you can only attack people when you're stood still. So you have to time your moves and time your attacks and stuff like that. So it's well worth a read.
Yeah.
It does sound quite interesting, actually.
Yeah.
Interesting concept. The other movie we had was Hardcore Mecha.
Yeah. I'd never heard of this before, I'm going to be honest, until before the email came in saying, do you want a review code? But yeah, it's quite good.
Good, yeah. Obviously,
according to the review.
Yeah, it was quite interesting, to be honest. Yeah. So, check out. And Doctor Who, The Edge of Time, PSV. Yes.
Look at that. Shinobi Nando. Nando, welcome in, dude. How you doing? Thank you for the follow, my man. We are literally just covering reviews on the site, and then we'll be moving into the main event. But yeah, Doctor Who VR, it looks quite good. I think. So is that against you?
It looked quite an interesting concept, because it is a big read, mine, so you have to get your reading glasses on.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those ones, if you've got PSVR, it's worth picking up, I think.
Yeah, I think if you're a Doctor Who fan and you've got PSVR, obviously there are no other games out there for Whovians and what have you. So that's definitely well worth a look. Coming up this week, we have Brain Training on the Switch review coming out. That should be quite interesting to read and to have a look at. Hopefully it's an easy read. What else have we got? Paranoia. Happiness is mandatory on the PC. That should be coming out at some point this week. I'm trying to think who is working on what, to be honest. We should have, actually, this week, hopefully, we should have a Games to Look Forward to in 2020. Nice. Which should be, hopefully, a good read.
Yeah, that's...
but yeah, I think that's pretty much everything that's on the cards at the moment for the site. Exit, I've got a game whilst we're talking about reviews. You need to look up Temtem on the PC.
Okay, where can I find it?
Just it's on Steam.
Okay,
but the press trip that I went on to, the guy that I spoke, I was talking to, he plays it and he wrote a review, and effectively it is a Pokemon MMO.
Oh, I've seen this. Yes, I have seen this been advertised. I didn't know it was called Temtem though.
Yeah.
That looks kind of cool.
Apparently it is amazing. Are there more YouTube videos to look forward to in 2020? Prophet, yes, there is. The man over that side, is going to be doing some YouTube-y type stuff. I'm going to be doing some YouTube-y type stuff, and yes, we will be bringing back more regular videos on the tubes.
Yes, got planned.
Yes.
Don't worry. We'll be.
Right. Let's. I don't think we've got all the commands actually.
Set that up.
Yeah, we'll get all those set up. I'll get Stu to sort it all out. Don't worry.
I'll do it. Okay.
I said the magic word. That's it. That's it, Nando. So now it's time. It's time for the main event of the evening. I really wish I had a reverb button on my computer, because that would have sounded phenomenal. it's our feature, which this week is video game movies. Now, yes. There are, as we had a quick chat before, we said there are a lot of terrible ones. But there are a few bangers out there. So, Stu, start us off with... what's that YouTube channel? Start us off with your favourite video game movie.
My favourite. The one I can certainly remember watching the most, shall we say, as a kid. Super Mario Brothers.
Oh. Classic.
I know, looking back to it, you watch it, really is not super, but it was just something about it. It was a good, fun adventure. I don't know. It was just something that always reminds me of, like, I really like that film.
The one with, who is it that Bloomin' played the...
God, Bob Hoskins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Classic legend.
That well-known Italian plumber.
that was one of the big ones. The other one I liked, and this is more recent, and that's maybe because I'm a ex-wowaholic, is Warcraft movie. I actually enjoyed that, but I went with a mate who had never played Warcraft and came out more confused than going before going in. So it was definitely a bit of a fan service for the film, you know? Mm. So if you're a fan of it, you like it. And I kind of enjoyed it, to be honest. And there's loads. I can keep on going. You got Resident Evil, the first one.
I am a big fan of the Resident Evil series.
I think up until 3, and then they got bad. I mean, they were cheesy to begin with, but the other ones were just something. I remember, like, I think it was the final chapter or something, and I was watching it. I was like, can you just, no, stop.
That's the one where there's, like, 50 Mila Jovoviches that all come out of different, like, entrances.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. I was like, no.
You do get more bonkers to go on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the first three were decent, to be fair.
Yeah. Another one I watched as a kid. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No. I was just going to say, Prophet in the chat liked the WoW movie, and Afterlife was his favourite one. Is that the one on the boat?
Afterlife. Yes. What is that one?
Resident Evil Afterlife.
You've literally... Oh, Resident Evil.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that's the one at the beginning where she loses all of those mental powers that she had in the third one. And then she goes onto a scut, like a prison block, I think. And then they go onto the boat.
Right. Okay.
I think that's
the one in Las Vegas.
Okay. I think that is the one.
Oh, is that the one where right at the beginning she's driving like a Humvee away from like this massive like wah, wah, type thing?
That's the latest one. That's the final chapter, I think.
Oh, God. Yeah. They're all just molding into one.
They are.
I need to watch them all.
Like, yeah, we're done after the final chapter. But the final chapter.
Yeah. The one with sand. Excellent. Oh, I think I know which one you mean. Yeah. That's the one where there's a scene where she stops what she's doing and looks up to the sky and looks straight at like a satellite or something.
Yeah.
I like that.
I thought that was Extinction.
Oh, I don't bloody know.
I'm so confused right now. should we just so many.
Let's move on from Resident Evil because literally we're just going to implode.
The other one I liked as a kid is Street Fighter.
Oh,
I
what a film.
Van
Damme.
Jean-Claude Van Damme as Guile. Kylie Minogue. Come on.
It's just another one of those ones you just... Awful. It was on like... It was awful, but as a kid, Sunday afternoon, it was on. You watched it, you know?
It was one of those films that was like, you know, I'm going to kick Bison's ass, you know? Yeah, that's the kind of thing.
Amazing.
You know, that really amazing American accent of Jean-Claude Van Damme's.
Yeah.
When Gerard Butler tries to do an American accent, it just doesn't work.
No, I'm sorry, there's no worse American accent than Jason Statham's.
Agreed.
It's pretty bad, actually.
It's like Stu trying to do, like, an English accent and trying to get rid of his Welsh. I mean, that's just never going to happen.
It's just not going to happen. I try, but it just doesn't happen.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of ones that I enjoy. Like I said, I enjoy the Resident Evil films. Ready Player One, I thought, was very, very good. I really enjoyed Ready Player One.
Did you read the book?
Yeah, I read the book.
Yes. Incredible book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could have made that film into 3 parts and do one, like, if, for the people that read it, with the one with getting one key and then doing one gate, and then the second one getting the second key and doing the second gate, and so on until the third one. I think that's the way they should have done it. And then it would have been incredible. But yeah, they had to stuff
so much
in. They could have
fitted everything in 3 parts. Because there's a lot of stuff in that book.
Yeah.
Lots of it. And it's cool, really cool stuff as well.
Cool, yeah.
That's it.
It's so good.
We've had Ratchet & Clank film been suggested in the chat.
Okay.
It's not a bad film.
I've never watched it. I've never watched Ratchet.
Briefly watched it.
I assume it's animated, is it?
Yeah, CGI. I'm trying to think of other. Obviously, you got Pixels. You know, that's a
video game movie.
A cheesy fun.
Do you know what my favorite is? My guilty pleasure is Doom.
Doom is brilliant.
I like.
Apparently,
Doom, like,
there is a new
bit especially
the last bit where it goes all first person.
Such a good part. It was just like a nice tip of the hat to to the actual game, and they had the BFG in there, and I didn't like The Rock played some sort of complete asshole in it, and it was like, okay, I like this.
Doom for me is
a very good film.
Yeah. Did you know that they've just released a new Doom film on the US Netflix?
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I don't know anything about it. Just know that it's a Doom film. Pixels was the worst thing I've watched in my life by Liam in the chat.
Come on now.
I mean, you know, I mean, Mortal Kombat. Nando, how can Mortal Kombat be a guilty pleasure? That film is pure gold.
It's such a good film.
You know? I think I went into Outrun then, by the way. Stews and Dot. I like that. What's your thoughts on liking stuff from a company that you hate or dislike now, such as a game by EA? I think you need to elaborate that.
Well, I think what he's trying to say is, like, if a game comes out that looks really good, but it's made by a developer you hate, what would your opinion be? I think that's kind of how I read it.
Yeah, I think in terms of that, and this is a little bit off topic, but I think in terms of that, I think I would prefer to see who the actual developer of the game was. For example, a lot of people out there don't like EA. But then obviously they've just recently released the Star Wars game, which I thought was absolutely fantastic.
It was a fantastic game. And I played that straight through, and I loved every second of it.
Now sub £30 is in my price range. I think I need to pick it up.
You do need to.
I think I need to pick it up.
Yeah. It's a very good, like, new Jedi story. And it's just, I feel like the guy, Cal Kestis, the guy that plays Cal Kestis, because he came from Gotham, didn't he?
Yeah.
And if you've ever seen Gotham, he played a phenomenal Joker. I don't care what, like, that. Say what you want about the Gotham series, because it
spoiler
is what
alert.
It is. But yeah, I mean, yeah, but you gotta know he's the Joker. Like, they don't release it until like the end bit. They're like, oh, it's officially the Joker now. But like, he was definitely played. He's a very good actor, I think. And he played quite well as a Jedi as well, I think. But yeah, it was a very enjoyable game. Loved it.
Yeah. The Netflix Doom has got terrible views, so I might try and give it a watch. Very, very good idea.
So did you watch Silent Hill?
Yeah, it was okay.
Watched it. Again, I never played the game, so I had no reference. I didn't mind the film. Alright.
It was alright.
Well, yeah, that's it.
Another one for me, I think, is Hitman.
Oh, I love it.
But
I never asked
which one? Yes, the Timothy Oliphant version.
The other one was crap.
Yep.
Because I was thinking, oh, it's Hitman. It's a Hitman film. We're going to watch this. It's going to be some sort of stealthy, like, killing. No, this is full on, like, in the middle of everywhere, in the middle of a town centre, just shooting people up. And you're like, how this works.
Yeah. Do you not think, though, that Timothy Oliphant's, just his physical movement when he's walking, is like spot on?
Yes.
But the ridiculous thing is, that isn't a walk that he put on for the film. That's how he walks in everything. If you watch him in Justified, you know, he is very like,
yeah,
very rigid.
I like him as an actor.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's very, very good.
He played a very good villain in Die Hard 4.0 as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was a very, very good villain.
Actually.
That's it. Let's have a look. Has anyone seen the Far Cry movie?
Yes, it's
that existed until it
is,
said
it's that. It's terrible.
It's probably why. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Leave it like that.
Yeah, it's terrible. Like Far Cry is one of those game series. But don't you think though, Exit, that Far Cry is one of those game series where it has so much potential to have a really ridiculously good villain?
Yes, and it still to this day has my favourite villain in any gaming, which is the Vaz. Is it Vaz? It's Vaz,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That was honestly one of the most brilliant villains, and then they killed him off and had some crap guy. I was like, what is this about?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were onto something so good with that. But the thing is, what weirded me out is obviously they from Far Cry 3 onwards, they completely changed what Far Cry was about. Because the first couple, like Far Cry Predator and stuff, was all about enhancements and, you know, having this sort of super, almost superpower, you know. And it was really good. And then they changed it with Far Cry 3, which was still, it was a great game, but it was just such a surprise to me, I think. That they did that, but I do love a good Far Cry game. Fifth one was good, weird but good.
Yeah.
And 4 I couldn't really get into. It was almost like they just copied and pasted 3 really with a different villain, and that was it.
Yeah, I'd have to agree there. Was it Megan? No.
Pagan Min.
Yeah, that's it. The one. Yeah. Like, I mean, crazy.
Not a bad villain, but it was like, I don't know. I was just like, it was the one thing that got me is this guy from Boston that went to his hometown to scatter his mum's ashes and then started murdering people.
Yeah,
and
he
was
do.
Okay with it. And I was like, right, okay, I can't get on board with this.
I mean, I'm not seeing where your plot holes are, mate, to be fair. I mean, you know, that's kind of standard, maybe.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, right. At least, like, the first one, he, like, killed that... the third one where he's, like, he killed that person, and then he was like, oh, my God, like, oh, what have I done? And, like, he got too, like, creeped out by it. And then, like, you could just see him grow into this killer, like, this efficient killer, which was really cool. But, yeah, that one I just couldn't get on board with. I was just like, this guy, he knows how to wield every single weapon he comes across. Like, what is going on?
That's it. Because doesn't he, like, the first time you see that guy, he comes down and he's got a rocket launcher and something.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. It's just
but,
like...
Bada bada boom in the chat. Welcome in, buddy. Hey, how's it going? Timmy Olyphon equals Raylan Givens. Justified. I'm trying to think of some really bad gaming movies for, like, the last 10 minutes.
Prince of Persia? Pretty bad.
Oh, God. That was pretty bad. It's not 9 Underground Profit, it's 6.
Great movie, by the way. One of the longest car chases I've seen in a long time, but a great car chase.
See, I need to watch it still.
Netflix, isn't it? That's a new one on Netflix.
Yeah, 6 Underground. Yeah.
Brilliant. If you haven't watched it yet, it's a very, very good film.
Tomb Raider 2018. We covered Tomb Raiders a bit earlier, yeah. Exit did say that he was... he was a big fan of the Tomb Raiders, but the originals with Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, she was obviously the crush back in the day. I haven't been, like, my first ever game that I completed when I was younger. I was 4 years old and I completed the first Tomb Raider. That was my first game I ever picked up and played and completed, and I've played every single one since. And just to have Angelina Jolie in front of me playing my favorite character, I was like, yes, this is. What I want. It was crap, but I loved it.
Yeah.
You know?
Cheese it was personified.
Cheese. Like, and I loved it, you know.
Angry Birds movie has just been vouched in the chat.
Okay. I've never watched it.
I'm just looking on Rotten Tomatoes. And
great film.
Number one in the best video game movies.
Really?
Angry Birds 2, 73%. I was quite astonished.
It's a good film. It is a really good film, to be fair.
Got Jason Sudeikis and Bill Hader in it. So
It's also got Josh Gad.
Yes, Josh Gad. Okay. So the Saturday Night Live guys, basically. So it must be quite funny.
It is quite funny. It is a good film.
I may have to give it a go.
Yeah. Well, there's number two now as well. So, what other gaming movies have you got on your list there, Stu?
I've actually got the thing number two in the list, second, which I surprised is not number one, was Detective Pikachu.
Detective Pikachu. That's a great underrated film.
It was a good little film. I watched that not too long ago, and it was decent.
Really good. I really like that.
We've got a couple.
Go on.
No, I was going to say we've got a couple in the chat. Max Payne.
Awful.
I watched that. I loved the game, so I kind of purposely not watched it.
Yeah. It's what's his face, isn't it? Mark Wahlberg.
Yes, it is Mark Wahlberg.
You know, and then Prophet's put lots hated Assassin's Creed, but it's a good film if you don't think of it as an AC. The problem is it's got the name Assassin's Creed, so you can't watch it without thinking of Assassin's Creed.
See, this is my same argument with the new games that have come out. So Origins and Odyssey are brilliant games, but to me, they're not Assassin's Creed. And I think they would have done well not to be if they weren't called Assassin's Creed. If they were called something else, I think it would be great. They don't need to be called Assassin's Creed, in my opinion, because to me, they're not. And I think they should have gone away and done something kind of new with it, because they're very good RPGs, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
I think they need to go back to the old ways of the Assassin's Creed, because the last one they did like that was, I think it was Black Flag, or was it Unity? I can't remember which one came last. But one of those, like, it was incredible. It was so good. But yeah, I feel like they needed to do something else, and just give it up for a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Syndicate.
Yeah.
That's it. Very good games.
Go on, Stu. Let's have a couple off your list.
You know what? Okay, I'm going to give you the second.
We need to know the worst ones, really, because the good ones are like, meh. Who wants to talk about the good ones?
According to Rotten Tomatoes, it's a pretty good judge of films. I give you the third worst one on the list.
Let's do third worst, second worst, and then let's try and guess the worst.
Okay, so.
So, chat, get your thinking caps on.
Third worst is House of the Dead.
Oh, God.
Okay. I haven't seen it.
I actually watched that in the cinema. It was
so bad.
It was so bad.
I mean, the fact that someone's thought, you know what, I'm going to play an on-rails shooter and make a film about it. You have to be a sort of special kind of someone for that.
My second worst is Mortal Kombat Annihilation. I can't say I ever watched it, to be honest.
I've watched it, but I can't remember much about it. So, you know, there you go. Nando has said that it's awful.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense. And
it must be.
So right. Go on and guesses. What is the worst game, according to Rotten Tomatoes, of video to film?
The worst video game film. Have we spoken about it tonight?
No.
Right, okay. So that, right. The worst. Oh, we've got Nando saying Blood Rain. Do you know what? I really can't think of what would be classed as the worst. I would have put Far Cry as the worst video game movie.
Far Cry is
if it was me.
It's actually further up the list, so it's not the worst. I'll give you a clue. It's by a really awesome director called U-Ball.
Oh.
House of the Dead.
Oh, God.
It is Blood Rain. Because he did U-Ball, right?
Two, three, four, five. He did do Blood Rain, but it's the fifth worst.
When I put this to Twitter and said about it, someone responded back and said anything by that director.
Yes.
As the ones that they enjoyed.
They enjoyed
because he directed Far Cry.
Yeah, he directed Far Cry. As I was going to say.
Yeah. No. Bad. Do you give up?
Yeah, there you go. Uwe Boll is very much Marmite. I mean, don't diss Marmite like that.
Okay, so the worst video game movie is...
Right, yep.
Alone in the Dark.
Really?
Ooh, okay.
1% on Rotten Tomatoes, 1%.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
See, I wasn't expecting that.
It's a bit lower than
I thought it'd be kind of bad, but like, I didn't think it'd be right up there. What was second again?
So second was Mortal Kombat. That was 2%.
Annihilation, what? Though, not the original one.
Yeah, the remake. Third was House of the Dead, then.
Yeah.
And then you got... This is brilliant. So you got another U-Ball film, In the Name of the King. I didn't even know this even came out.
Wow.
And then you got Blood Rain.
Wow. I worry about Sonic. Nando in the chat has said he worries about Sonic. I don't. I think it'll be absolutely fine. I think the whole ugly Sonic was a whole massive marketing ploy.
100% marketing.
Disgraceful, though, was it not?
It was, but I do not believe for a second that the PR people at Sega would have allowed an ugly Sonic to be made throughout the whole thing. My theory on this is that only the parts for the advert were added, made with ugly Sonic, because then there was a massive uproar in the whole community that said, well, that's not Sonic. How many people were talking about Sonic?
Literally anybody who ever touched Sonic. I mean, people don't really play games, but they played Sonic. Like, everybody was talking about it. Like, literally everybody was talking about it.
Yeah, yeah. And so I think that it was a massive marketing ploy that the whole film was ready to go with the proper Sonic and everything like that. And then they just thought, you know what? Let's just mess with the gamers because they know that they'll flip out. You know, that the gamers are the massive crowd that they're trying to please and what have you. So let's get Sonic the Movie trending on social media. Let's release an ugly Sonic and then, you know, watch the whole thing. Then give it a couple of months and then re-release it with proper Sonic. That's my theory.
And it worked.
Well, this is it.
Definitely worked.
You know, I'm more worried about Jim Carrey being Dr. Robotnik, to be fair.
Do you not think that would work?
Oh, he's not fat enough, is he?
True. He's not fat enough. But who would you, out of everybody, you can have anybody you wanted, who would you pick?
Jim Carrey's pretty good fit in his character wise, I think.
Yeah.
He can do that insane kind of character.
Oh, yeah, he can do that. But, you know, he needs to be a bit more rotund. Yeah, Matt Lucas. Yeah. I'm the only gay in the village. Sonic,
wait,
I'm going to get you.
He played a villain in something very recently, and I can't remember what it is.
He played
this
a villain.
Netflix series, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God.
This pissed me off now.
Oh my!
He played a really bad villain. It was one of the Netflix things.
I might have to open my Netflix.
I'll have a look. Matt Lucas.
Unfortunate Things. No, it wasn't. It wasn't that.
It was a really bad villain. I'm gonna have to find this because this is just gonna be one of those things that plays on my mind.
Or was it?
No, because I've never seen that.
Where are we going? Oh, man. Television. Oh, man.
Yeah, the big, typing. Bright
yellow
suit.
Oh, no, it wasn't a Lemony Snicket film.
I've got it. It was a film. It was on Netflix. It was called Polar.
Oh, with
with
Liam just said
Mikkelsen.
It. Yes, yeah. It was
that's
a rubbish film.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I just remembered he played a really bad. Yeah.
That's it. Well done, Liam.
10 points to Liam.
Yeah, 10 points to Liam. You don't get to redeem them against anything, but you know, 10 points for you. Well done.
It was not great. I had such high hopes for that because I saw Mads Mikkelsen. I was like, okay, yeah, I can mess with this. And yeah, it was just not.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
But so. Yeah, I think Shinobi said something. It was the new Monster Hunter film that's coming out.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that's going to be the worst thing. He put that was when we were talking about what the worst film was, and he put the new Monster Hunter film even before it comes out.
Oh, God. Anything with just Mili Jovic or whatever her name is, okay, I'm just going to take it for what it is and just watch it because it's Monster Hunter and I'm a massive fan. But Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's great.
That is the dangerous thing. But guys, we're coming 1 hour, 10 minutes.
Oh, this is longer so far.
No, I think we're about average, this is. But yeah, I mean, last and final one, obviously I know that Exit is a big Halo fan. Have you seen any of the Halo movies?
Yes, I watched what was that one? The training one that had that girl from Narnia films in it. Forward Onto Dawn, that was it.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that one was a good one.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Do you remember like when Halo 3 got released and they put that live action sort of 10 minutes of like Master Chief like being an absolute boss, like throwing stuff around and beating up all the like aliens and stuff, and everyone thought that that was going to be like the new latest film, and like people would edit over like Warner Brothers logo before it actually even started, and everyone's like, oh my god, it's like the best film. They should have done that into a film because it was really well done. But yeah, I loved Forward Unto Dawn. That was so good.
Yeah, it was a good one. The animated ones aren't that great.
No.
Oh my god, you know what we haven't mentioned in this whole thing? The Final Fantasy animated film.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
That is one of the best animated films that I've ever seen.
Agreed.
You know?
Yeah. How did we forget about that? Jeez.
Didn't like it as a FF. Well, that's fair enough. You know, the frustrating thing to be is when we do
Final Fantasy, and I like that.
Yeah,
that film.
The frustrating thing about doing these kind of podcasts where you're talking about like video game movies is you'll remember a movie in like 2 or 3 days, and you'll be like, "Oh my god, I wish I mentioned that one."
Yeah.
Literally. You know? I like the latest one with I can't remember his name now. It's going out of my head. But Prince Noctis's dad, and they did it all about him and stuff. I loved that. Because the thing is, I loved the Final Fantasy 15. It got a lot of hate, but I loved it. Just because it was completely different. Which was good for me. But I know it was like, you know, boy band road trip simulator, as some people called it. But it was a good one. So, yeah, I liked seeing the background of, you know, Kingsclave. That was it, yeah. Pretty cool movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a very good one. I like that one.
Yeah, I need to watch some more movies. I think I need to start back at work so that I can have an excuse to watch Netflix all day and
I need to come to work for you. It sounds like just delightful.
Two monitors, mate. Two monitors. one with my work and one just literally Netflix all day. Well, you know, you got to have background stuff, haven't you?
True.
You know, but yeah, that's. I think I'm going to pull the plug, not literally pull the plug. I'll say goodbye and everything first. I don't, you know, just go poof.
Done.
Yeah, we're done. Out. Boosh.
Change scene. You know, it just says Finn. Full
yeah,
stop.
Yeah, with like a really like. And then like one, like it just gets Stu's face like really up close on the screen and like one tear just rolls down his eye. You know.
That could work.
It could do, couldn't it? It could do.
I'd definitely tune in for that.
Yeah. Just literally just for that right at the end. Yeah. But guys, thank you very much for listening. Thank you for joining us in the chat. You know, it's been great talking about these kind of subjects, and these are the kind of subjects that we like to talk about on the podcasts. So keep your eyes on Twitter to find out what like next week's feature subject is going to be. We don't know what it'll be at the moment, but I'm sure we'll work something out by Monday. Also, don't forget, guys, if you are listening to us on a podcasting service of any kind, please
podcast app.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your preferred podcast app is probably the best way to put it. You know, don't forget to find us on Twitter with thumb_culture. And let us know where you're listening to us from, because we like to know.
Interesting.
Yeah, we like to know who's listening to us and where, what service you're listening to us from. Goes without saying, Exit, thank you very much for joining us tonight. It has been an absolute pleasure. Obviously, no doubt we will get you back on at some point, because you are, without doubt, part of the extended Thumb Culture family. To be fair, in fairness, all of euphoric are. They all are part of the extended family that we have here at TC. Guys, don't forget to check out exit.left on Twitter. You know, get his Twitch channel. If you don't already follow him on Twitch, you have to, for when he does the big proper return, scheduled return. I know you've just had a birthday stream, but once the final schedule comes back, he, you know, a thoroughly entertaining person. And you might get to see thick ass.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man. No, we're going to be moving house, obviously, at the end of the month. So once I'm settled, it's all systems go. Trying to work out the details.
That's it. And in the future, obviously, as we said right at the beginning, we will get some Sea of Thieves fun times planned in as well for everybody. Because ain't no thing like the community. And plus, you know, I kind of have a fondness of being thrown buckets of sick over me.
Oh, God. It's still my favourite clip, I think, on Twitch.
Yeah.
Just you being so mad. Like, you've come back from getting a drink and we're all just throwing sick on you.
That was it. I'd literally just gone to, like, I think I'd gone to the loo or to get a drink or something. And I come back and I can hear this faint noise. Like, incredible. Just faint noise from my headphones, and just literally, like, Exit and Profit are just dying and, like, just lobbing buckets of sick over me because they've drunk too much.
Oh, that was so funny. But I think I'd had a few as well myself.
Now, either Stu is sitting very, very still, or his Skype is frozen.
I'm here. No, I was just listening. Like,
you are. Your Skype has frozen.
It was frozen.
Really?
Yeah. Your camera's frozen. It's okay. It's a good. You look. It's like you're looking longingly down at Exit. I like it.
Oh, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. He's a good statue. But guys, like I say, you know, we don't do this for no reason whatsoever. We do it so that we can bring some entertainment and help people out with, you know, just having a bit of a laugh and what have you. We don't take things too seriously here at Thumb Culture, as you may well know. We do this for a good reason. And this year's reason is a charity called SUDEP, S-U-D-E-P, which is for sudden deaths in epilepsy. One of our team suffers from epilepsy and he's at high risk of this condition. So we always like to give back. And for those of you who don't know, we have raised money for different charities over the years. Last year was Cardiac Risk in the Young, and the year before was Anxiety UK. So this year is SUDEP, and we're hoping to smash this year's, last year's total. And we'll see how it all goes. So keep your eye on Twitter for more information about the charity and charity stream weekends that we have coming up, that aren't planned yet, but will be soon. All that's left for me to do is say I've been Stuart. Thank you very much for watching. Down the bottom down there, Exit left, legend, and over there is a frozen statue of Stu.
I'm moving on my side, so
you're not, mate. Yeah. You're not.
I'm doing all sorts. I just did a backflip.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's like, I've just taken my top off. I mean, it's a good job you're frozen, because that goes against Twitch terms of service. but guys, once again, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you next week.